Taxas transviram. Well, the air conditioner, the commissioner, the air conditioner was having worry after being stopped because the air conditioner was then the other side of it, you sure found. Okay, there's a very fundamental idea that's articulated in the Yitav Lev. And it's in Yitav Lev and the Bios HaBoker, etc. The Torah says, We all those are hard, but Tamashi to the Vosotitma. So let's take a look in the Itav Lev on page 10. So he says like this, go now to the Let's go now to the page 10 on the left column. O Yomar. O Yomar al pima sh'amru chazal, that's the society tishmeru v'asisem osom, ma'ala ani aleichem ki'ilu asisem atzmechem. Well, derech ha'mlamed is ben chaveru Torah ki'ilu yilodo. Right? If you teach someone else Torah, it's ki'ilu yilodo. Kol sh'ken olumi Torah m'shamru, if you learn Torah yourself, ha'reiz ha'moli nes'atzmu. You make yourself, so to speak. So that's what the Megadim explains. Eila told us Noach. So we know that Rashi says that it's the Maisim. Eila told us Noach is referring to the Maisim Tovim. Ika told us Sam Shal Tzadikim Maisim Tovim. Because it says, Eila told us Noach, Noach ish Tzadikai, Tami Mayavidoros. So the Iker told us of a person is his Ma'isim Tovim. But he says a different word. And he writes, Eilu told us Noach from the Noam Begad. Klom ba'atzmu haya told us Noach. He said, he told us, Om nam yadu ki zeh yev shah mulzim tchilis breishu ki yusel la Torah lavod yilman mizvoso. In other words, a person, Lomei Torah, Mishamra, Because Eila told us Noach. What's the told us of Noach? Noach himself. Noach himself. He's the told us Noach. The fact that he wasn't just born, but he created himself, so to speak, but based on his accomplishments. So he was molded as Atzim. So he writes like this on page 10 of the Bani. In a Reishis Avoda, Yichuda b'shem Zeria. The beginning of the avoda is Zeria. Zesh omer la'odam im tiya chines isha beis kisa Zeria. But we know that the svarim refer to the decay of the isha as the makabel, and the man as the nosi. Right, that's how the svarim hakadoshim write. So he says, Isha Kisa Zriya. Zriya is the beginning of your avoda. The beginning of your avoda, you have to be a Mekabel. Like you come to yeshiva, you learn from somebody. You have a Rebbe, you have a Mekabel. Vyoda as Atzmo, Zohar. And then, you moly that's Atzmo. So Isha, Mazras, Chilo, you'll learn the Zohar. Meaning, if you're a Mekabel at the beginning of your life, and the Aaron Khan used to say this, then you could be a Mashpia later on in life. But first you have to be a Mekabel. You have to be a Talmud before you're a Rebbe. But if in the beginning he starts out trying to be a Mashpia, and he doesn't want to be a Mekabel, as you let us the Keva. Ashpia. So Isha ki Zazria, Zazria means what? Well, at the beginning of your Avodas Hashem, your Bechina of an Isha, a Bekabel, then the Yolda Zachar. Then in the future you'll be a Zachar, because the Zachar is the Nosin, the Mashpia. But if in the beginning, in the Kalo, in the but in of, but if you're an Ishma Zriat Chila, and you don't want to be a Makabal, you want to be a Mashpia right away, as you'll let us to the Kaver. So then you're going to be Tashkocho, like a Kaver. And that's a Rav Shaul Brach in page 13. Quotes the Sita of Levin, explains beautifully. Says Ishaki says Riyam Yeldos Alpha Mafshim Davalei LeMeimar V'Seilet Moshe Omer Tazria. So Ishaki Tazria V'Seilet Zoch. What does it mean V'Yeldos Alpha? Why does it say Ishaki Tazria V'Seilet? It's similar to Tazria. Yishlomar Pima Shekosu V'Sei V'Yitav Leiv Apima Moron Es Masoz Ha Kishmu V'Asisa Masom Bala Avni Lechem Kisa V'Asisa Masokem. He himself was his toldo. Then you have to start off life being a Makabel. You have to learn from others. Once you're a Makabel, v'chakech yoli l'tzatzmo, then yolda mashpia l'chem. Yenas is b'chid z'ochra mashpia. Yidei reishi t'avodu yichudim b'shem z'riya, zeh shomar l'odom. Yim tia b'chid is isha. If you're b'chid of isha at the beginning of your avoda, meaning because you're a Makabel, like the isha is Makabelas, as yolda is atzma z'ochra. But if in the beginning he's Mazria, when he's an Ish, that's what someone once told me of Herman. The name of Rav Gifter, he said about certain gedolim that the biggest gedolim that were like the Chasam Sofer, he was a big, had a lot of yeshivas, the Chasam Sofer. He was a big mashpia, a big malamed. It's only because he was a Talmud originally. But with some gedolim maybe were great iluyim, but not necessarily have the Rebbe, and then they weren't zocha necessarily. Have Talmidim because they themselves were never a Talmud. So that's what he's saying over here. Isha ki Sazria, if you're an Isha, meaning you're a Makabel at the time of Sazria, at the beginning, then Yolda Zohar. But if not, you're Bechinas Ish, she says, Mazriya Tchila, then it's going to be an Akeva, because if you're an Ish at the beginning, then that means that you were not Makabel at the beginning, you were just trying to be Mashmiya in the beginning, and then nothing is going to, and then you're going to be Tosh.
So why is it more Mashmiya with the album start over with Tehle Zachar?
How do you set it more? So let's see. So look at the bottom of the footnote, tells it off. Kitevis Tazria Loshan Osid. Vesavis Yolda Loshan Ovar. The Nefach Losid Ali Deavav Shem Roshan. Probably a name is Sailor, Shirak Loshan Osid. But you have to have a Loshan. Because there's Isha ki Sazria, Loshan Osid, for Yolda. So Yolda, without the Vav, is Ovar. But then You put the vav there, it becomes asid. So we want to use a lashon that speaks about the old zacha means, and in the future you'll become a mashmir. Whereas if it says the seled, that's not talking about the future. It's talking about now. We want to see, the point is Violda is a lashon Ovar that's nepach la'osid. Because it really means if you had a Rebbe in the Ovar, then Violda in the future you'll be able to mashpia on others. So that is the idea of being a Makabel in order to be a Meshbiya. And then he has other ideas as well. And then he writes on the bottom of the last page, on page 28. Then of Obasyadnum Fulvaniyakam, Shadivra Odom Erev Shabbos. The man was created on Erev Shabbos, Amu Chazal, Kidei Sheikhanis Lamitzvah Miyad. He could go right into Shabbos. Nearly a time, Shem Shigolav Yadu in front of Shosi Lachto. Hashem knows that this man is going to sin. But so he spoke to Yashem B'tshuva, and he wants to do tshuva. Now we're Chazal, Kol Shabbos Shabbos Kol Chosso, Filo Oved Avod Azor, Kedor Edosh Bochlomo. Yishlom Rezeh Nami Tam Lo Shabbos Agorol. Yishan Oz Moshku Yidei Mei Avod Azor, Umel Nebchu Kol Averus Yil Hem Lo Zkuyitz. Lo Shabbos Lo Yadim Chol. Mel Kol Yimei Hem Zichal Yom Shabbos. Al Derech Shekosu Tolo Tshuva Merchis Yomov. As the Shabbat, the Kner Shabbos, and God on the Kol Yimeim. Yom Shabbos, Zachol Asas Shuga, Yim Hayo and Nivra B'yom Risha, and it came out to Yom Shabbos, Yom 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 Tshuva. Right. But that's in the midst of Shabbos is tshuva. So the kitzur, that is the idea that a person has different shlavim in his life. When he's a, you know, we always, as the different people point out, it's always to be always learning from somebody. But there's going to be a time where the Iker is going to be the Kabbalah and the Iker is going to be the Hashpah that you have in others. So that's why Isha Ki Sazria, in the beginning, when you Mazria, that's the very beginning, then the Yolda Zohar. Then you get it, at the end, Yolda means the past that turned into the future. Because you had a past of Kabbalah Satorah, now you can have a future of Hashpah Satorah. But if you don't have Isha at the beginning, then you're not going to be able to. So you never have a tikkuf of your life of Kabbalah. Then, like Rav Gifter said about certain Gedolim, then you're not going to have the Iker Hashpah. And then he says another word on page 13, the Biyos HaBoker. That not only if you start off as Yishok Kisazria, Vyoldo Zohar, if you start off as an Isha, then you're going to be a Zohar, because you start off as a Mekabel, later on you'll be a Nosi. He says, "V'ini Musif al Dvarav lo levad sheyeh Zohar Mashpia losin." He goes, "When are you going to be a Mashpia?" Simple pshat is losin. So he said, "No, even right beyond, you're going to be a Mashpia." Why? Because the verse says in Makkos, "Mitamida yosu mikulam." Shekol masha tamidim Musif al Mekabel Mashpiim laharav she yashpia lahem. Was whatever the Talmidim will zocher to receive, Hashem gives siyata d'shmaya that the Rebbeim have a greater fountain of opportunity to be mashpia. Who could give me mara mayan? Shekolosha mosifim b'shov. The more you take water out of the well, the more the well will produce more. Zelmar b'yoldom loshon over b'asid. Lo dai she yezocha laosid lashpia el miyad who kezocha lashpia laosid kach b'al rabo. So my biyada shu over laosid. So that's the idea. Yishuk he says via biyada zochar, and but it's not only biyada in the future. It's also v'chove in the present. So it's not enough that he's going to be a zochar later on. That he becomes, if he's a pure Talmud, he's going to machkim as rabbo even right now. And that's what it means, v'yolda. It's happening right now. Zama v'yolda loshon over v'osid. Ludai she'elu osid. So not only v'yolda zachar, in the future, even now, because Tamida Yomus and Bikulam, Miyadu Mchizachal Hashpia, Zeh Amar V'Yolda, Zeh Amar V'Yolda Shu Over V'Asid, that is to be right now the aspect of Hashpa, because right now, when you're Mekabel, you're automatically a Mashpia, because one is. The Talmud, as I will point out, could ask shilas to the Rebbe and ask questions and get him thinking. Or it's just Talmud. Hashem gives, like Rios Boker said, gives you a special siyata d'shmaya if you're a Rebbe. So these are the but in life, it's proper to go shlav. You have it's part of your life that you're a Mekabel, part of your life you're a Nosin, etc. So that's the Kedima, Lios Mekabel, the Chakach Meshpia. Okay, I wish everyone a good Shabbos. So again, this Sunday we have 11 o'clock, we have a Shir Him, Mezer Shem, Yoni Pesach, by far the Yortzeit, on Sunday, and Mezer Shem at 9:30, I'm going to be giving a Shir for the High Arbersville Club. Okay, have a good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Yeah. Yeah.